Is there anybody else in the family that's musical?
My dad used to sing a lot. He used to be in a band called Union Street, and he used to perform at local town festival, which was in a town called Pontardawe. So if anyone wants to visit, it's a little old sort of history, sort of industry town sort of thing. He used to sing in a band a lot. He was the lead singer.
Yeah.
So I would argue that I've got my voice from him, or from his side of the family, as much as I would love to say my mum's side, you know. But however, I do actually have a cousin that's played the Phantom a lot on the West End and stuff like that. He's called Michael Stirling.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually one of my cousins of my very, very eldest auntie, which is 74. He's now something like 40, so it's
a
big
family. Don't say that. Like,
yes, she's a good girl. I know. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Beryl. There's a big family of mine, and I'd say my dad. The two most musical people I've seen are my dad and my cousin. My cousin's often does sort of shows and stuff where he sometimes comes back and to the Swansea Grand Theatre, if anyone's heard of it. Very, very famous theatre in Swansea where a lot of people come, and sometimes tours come through there, and he does shows there. So I would argue that maybe on both sides there's some genes of musicality and stuff, but unfortunately, due to sort of ill health and stuff, my dad lost it, and but he wants to get back into it and stuff. He loves singing, and he still gives it a good go. And you know, it's nice to see him, but he more concentrates on his energy, a bit like my partner Ben.
Yeah.
He sort of concentrates most of his energy on me now and trying to help. And so
I don't think you're going to need much help, really, to be honest. I don't think so, Ben. I think he's going to do all right, don't you? I think you're going to be fine with a voice like
Thank
that.
You very much. I would say obviously my dream is to perform on a live stage. Live theatre is my sort of that's where my sort of heart is.
Yeah,
being all soppy. I would love to do recording work as well. You know, I'd love to be a recording artist if they thought I was for it. You know, I'd say yeah, great. You know, it'd be lovely. And it's not, you know, for me it wouldn't be the love for the sort of, you know, all the money and all the sort of fame and stuff. It would be because I want to show people how much I love what I do, and I have a sort of, you know, I want to show people that it's not about that, it's about sort of just loving music, and you know, that's why artists should do it. A lot of people have said, you know, a couple of people said, my friends have said, oh, why don't you go on like shows and stuff like that, but I kind of want to do it the old school way where where you do get yourself out there yourself and you sell yourself, because if I would want to sell myself as me, because I feel like a lot of shows do try to, if I'm honest, I feel like they try to change you, and I just really, really want to be me. If I'm gonna make it, it's sounds a bit cocky, but it's a sort of pride thing for me where I want to do what I do, and I want people to appreciate that rather than something that somebody else wants me to be.
Now, are you gonna sing another song? Keep going.
Yes. Yes, I know. Well, I'm going to have a go at a song by Sam Smith.
What's he talking about now, Ben? Give him a slap. Get some confidence. I'm going to have a go.
Just try.
Yes, you're just going to try. He's just going to try this little song. Just knocked up this little song. What are you going to sing with that gorgeous voice of yours?
I would love to sing a song called Lay Me Down by Sam Smith.
Lovely.
It's a very, very lovely song that I like to sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit, I think if I link it to anyone, I'd probably link it from when a member of the family went and bless their heart. So it's sort of about being with them again. I wouldn't want to be somewhere. That's what that song means to be. I wouldn't want to be somewhere if I couldn't be with them.
Yeah.
But life goes on. So we'll sing it for her.
Okay. And you're going to he's going to give this a try, Ben.
Yeah, just going to try.
You're just going to try it, you know.
Wing it.
Not rehearsed it. Just going to wing it with that voice.
Wing it. Why not?
Right, here we go. This is Sam Smith and this is
Lay Me Down.
And this is Lewis.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right next to you. And it's hard, the days just seem so dark. The moon, the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you. And deny this emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. You told me not to cry when you were gone.
But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? Take care of you, and I don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight. I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? This hurt that I've been through, I'm missing you like crazy. Can I lay by your side next to you?
Well, that was a try. I don't know. What do you reckon, Ben?
I think it was just a little bit of a try there.
Yeah, a little bit of a try. If you if you're wondering what I'm saying, Ben said, "I'll just give it give that song a try." That was amazing. What a voice!
Thank you very much.
What a beautiful voice! That is just an incredible voice.